Monsanto's Grow Communities grant to benefit Coffee County and youth scholarships. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. Coffee County farmer and longtime Farm Bureau leader Bob Willis was recently awarded a Monsanto America's Farmers Grow Communities donation of $2,500 toward his choice of nonprofit organization.
Well, I greatly appreciate Monsanto in this contest that gives money back to counties or back to organizations that deserving, and this money will go to the Ag in the Classroom at State. Then also a portion will probably go back to our county to be used in some of our activities we have for Ag in the Classroom there, in particular what we have at our fair.
Willis applied for the award last fall and was thrilled to find out he was awarded with the $2,500 to go towards the Ag in the Classroom program and especially his scholarship in memory of his son.
I have a son passed away in a farm accident, I think New Year's Eve 2000. And through the help of friends and myself, and now it's a young farmer and rancher program. And they're carrying it on. You know, I so appreciate them doing it and what they do. Sometimes they award scholarship to as many as six. Usually they're in their, I say, sophomore, junior years in college. You know, early on, they can get help. But later on, you know, that's when the money comes in handy.
Willis raises corn, soybeans, wheat, and a few cows in Coffee County and says he truly appreciates Monsanto for helping tell agriculture's story and for giving back to the community.
As a farmer, I feel like sometimes that a lot of misinformation is out, and we need good publicity. And I want to thank Monsanto on some of the ads they run and some of the activities they do that kind of set the record straight on some things. A lot of misinformation out about what goes on in agriculture, and we appreciate anybody that'll help us get the correct information out.
Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.